This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith. Today is the last part of our interview with broadcaster Lee Hatcher. Today, Lee reflects on the developments of new media and how it has affected not only broadcast news and media, but also our lives.
Facebook. How amazing is Facebook? That's used by half the population of Australia, 500 million active users globally. We spend about 700 billion minutes a month on Facebook, and that's now valued at about 50 billion, only 7 years after it was founded. And with the Egyptian revolution and all of the turmoil sweeping North Africa and the Middle East, they've called it the Facebook revolution. And the crowds were first mobilized by Facebook. And the worst thing that Hosni Mubarak, the Egyptian president, did for himself was to close down Facebook. There's nothing more provocative to the social media world to try and shut them down, because they'll always find another way. It's the most amazing
thing. It's revolutionised your industry of broadcast media.
Yeah, it sure has. I don't think in the 38 years I've been in it, there has been such upheaval in all arms of the media. So newspapers especially, but also television and radio. Everybody's being forced to reinvent themselves online. And as we've seen in Egypt, we've got citizen media. That's an amazing thing, people becoming journalists out in the field. Although, as we've noted and noticed in, for instance, Libya, there are these people running rampant, and they're providing the world with these amazing accounts. But there's not a lot of journalistic training in either accuracy or just how to save your life. There are a couple of really quite alarming and dramatic and moving accounts of these citizen journalists being killed in the course of their duty as citizen journalists. I read just recently that the ABC, once the Egyptian revolution started, tweeted anybody in Tahrir Square, give us your number. And within a couple of minutes, they had 15 people being interviewed on radio on ABC from Tahrir Square. Mind you, at the same time, for the benefit of democracy, it's a wonderful development where we can be part of this. I think the Q&A story is one of the most remarkable, and especially how it's connecting with our younger generation. I read an article a couple of weeks ago that said they get 19,000 tweets per program. And I thought, how amazing, until the recent episode where Kevin Rudd was, I think, creating more mischief, they had 21,000 tweets in 60 seconds. Cop that.
It's just incredible. Yeah. It's changing us, isn't it? In what ways?
Yeah. I think we're becoming the look-at-me generation, YouTube and all that. There's a guy called Josh Harris. His intention, and he's underway with this, building an entire, and he calls it a wired city, in the next 5 to 10 years, where everywhere, in every room, every house, on every street, there is this kind of Big Brother-like camera everywhere. So it's a Big Brother city just beaming itself up into the ether saying, look at me. And he says it will rework the human social condition. He says people don't just want their 15 minutes of fame anymore. They want their 15 minutes every day. So it's profoundly changing us.
It can't be good for us.
There are benefits and there are downsides for democracy. I think there are benefits and downsides for community. I think it's too cheap and nasty to say, oh, this is all bad. It's too much change. And I think especially in the Christian community, we see things changing and we think, oh, no, this is all wicked and evil. I think, oh, no, there are great things happening about it. But there are also people and experts in their field of, for instance, there's a lady, Baroness Susan Greenfield, Professor of Synaptic Pharmacology at Oxford University. So this is no small player. She says, she specialises in looking at brains. She says it's almost like a small child who keeps saying, look at me doing this, look at me doing that. It's almost as if you need the reassurance and feedback from a third party, from someone outside, that you really exist. And I think, no, you do exist. You don't need to know that from the world. I remember one famous social media person saying the trouble with being famous online is that if you go quiet, it's a fast slide into obscurity. There's another expert in the brain who's written about this, Richard Restack. He says our brain's organisation will undergo greater changes during the next few decades than at any time in our history. this technological-driven change in the brain is the biggest modification in the last 200,000 years. Get your mind around that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.